Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, dictating endoscopy report on Stacey Gaskin, date of birth 1-6-1969, date of procedure June 26, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, referring physician, Dr. Felicia Drigo. Procedure performed is esophageal gastric rhinoscopy, cold biopsy is in cold biopsy. Esophageal gastric rhinoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsies, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is FOBT positive stools. Description of procedure informed consent is obtained. Period possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, regression, as well as the possibility of missing legs, incision, ligaments, or experience of patient's breast and SBC. Placed in the final position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitor anesthesia care. While lubricated limb sudorogastrocope was introduced into esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus. A retroflex view is obtained in the cardio. Air reception from the stem before withdrawal scope. The patient was in turnaround and left lateral position as the direct exam is performed. While lubricated limb sudorogastroscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendix orifice, a cecal valve complex defaulted. Terminal limb was intubated and evaluated. Careful examination made with cecum, a cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic pressure, transcolon, sonic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, or retroflex used to expand the rectum, period, Boston valve reps, course, greater than 7, 2-3-2, good puts the patient side of the procedure well with a 9 complication. Findings at upper endoscopy, proximal metastasis appeared on the marked MX line. The Z line was mildly irregular, 43 centimeters from the site block, comma, paralysis 0 and 1.5, comma, biopsies are obtained in all four quadrants for the Seattle protocol. For further evaluation, prepare esophagus. Next line. There was a small hiatal hernia. Next line. There was evidence of gastric erythema and erosive gastritis. Comma, biopsies are obtained in the antrum body separately for histology and to a lead H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum appeared on a remarkable to Z2 portion. Comma, biopsies are obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy. Next sign, Boston bath prep scores greater than 7, 2-3-2, good prep. Next sign, terminal limb, last 5 centimeters appeared. Overall unremarkable, however, there was an area of polypoid mucosa. This was biopsied for further evaluation and histology. Next sign. There was a diminutive cecal sessile polyp removed, cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 8 millimeter transcolon sessile polyp removed, cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was 2 approximately 10 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp removed, cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was an 11 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed, cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were 6 rectosigmoid colon polyps, 2 removed cold biopsy polypectomy, and they were diminutive. Next line. Period. There were 4 approximately 6 to 10 millimeter rectosigmoid sessile polyps from a cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids under non-retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI daily for 8 weeks. This prescription was sent to the pharmacy. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending pass. Next line, follow biopsy path from CI polypoid mucosa. Next line, if patients found to have iron deficiency anemia, would recommend PILCAM given FOBT positive stools. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.